to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Let's sing it tonight, shall we?
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His
stand, shall we, prepare for prayer? Let's sing this song one more time. Those of you that don't know it, maybe if we sang it this one time, maybe you can catch on with the words now. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To
the glory. Let's go to him in prayer. I'm going to ask Mr. Hodges, Reverend Hodges, our business manager here at the college, to lead us in prayer tonight. Would you do that? Let's worship him together, shall we?
Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are thankful.
Praise your name, Father.
We believe that the greatest of miracles.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Transforming our lives.
Hallelujah. Praise your name. Before you're seated, we have a number of guests with us tonight. Turn around and shake hands, and those from the college, make them feel welcome. Will you do that? We want to say to our guests, we welcome you on campus. It's a lovely, lovely congregation tonight. We appreciate your attendance. And we trust that the Holy Spirit will minister to your heart this evening. There are considerable expenses involved in adventure such as we are involved in these 2 days and two nights, we're going to give you opportunity to share in that at this time. Those who are able, let God speak to you and help us in this endeavor. We have, of course, the plane fare of our guest, his expenses here, and we want to give him an honorarium and express to him our appreciation for the way God is using him and is going to use him on our campus. So, ushers, would you come, please? Now, Father, we simply ask that you would speak to our hearts as to the part we should play in helping to support this ministry. Bless the gift and the giver, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the offertory. Appreciate that. Now, something a little different perhaps than you're aware of, because we had announced, I think, originally that we would have two chapel services and one evening service with Bob Larson. But he will be with us also tomorrow evening, and he will be sharing with you as he comes what the topic will be tomorrow night. So those of you that are with us, we hope that you'll be able to rearrange your schedule and be with us tomorrow night also. For those that are new with us tonight and weren't here this morning, we count it a privilege to have with us Bob and Kathy Larson. I'd like for his wife just to stand. We didn't introduce her this morning. Bob Larson was converted at the age of, I think, 13, 15. He had his own rock and roll combo and had opportunities in the world to use his talent. He was led to Christ by T. Texas Tyler, and under the influence of Dave Wilkerson, decided to go into the ministry. He quit his pre-med training and dedicated his life to Jesus Christ. He's the author of several books and is well qualified, an expert, to share with us on the topic of rock and roll and the influence it has in the lives of young people. It's a real privilege to present to you tonight Bob Larson. Bob, the Lord bless you.
I guess I don't read letters very well. I thought I was going to be here for tomorrow night, and Brother Rosell brought to my attention today, and I was announced this morning about tomorrow night, and somebody called over to school today and about tomorrow night, and then she called me up, and she said, Brother Larson, they said the school, you're not going to be there tomorrow night. I said, they must be wrong. I know Brother Rosell sent his letter tomorrow night. So we got it all straightened out, and we're going to be here anyway. So, if you don't like me, just blame Brother Rosell's letter. But actually, it was the way I read it, actually, not the way he wrote it. Well, it's a pleasure to be back here with you this evening. I kind of like to find out who all is here right now. First of all, who is a member of the student or faculty of the school? Can I see your hands? Member, you're a student or member of the faculty? Can I see your hands, please? Okay, who is not a member of the school or a member of the faculty? Can I see your hands? About maybe 30% or so. All right. Well, we're happy that those of you on the outside have joined us for this service this evening. We trust that tonight will be a time of blessing in your life. We trust that as well it will be a time of spiritual encounter in which you'll be made to realize some of the very important issues, the hour in which we live, and perhaps you'll come to some convictions in your mind and heart you haven't had before in some of these areas. That certainly is our prayer. To begin with this evening, I'd like to share with you a couple of songs musically. Music, of course, has been always a very big, big part of my life. And I've often been asked if, out of the many tunes I've written since my conversion, I have a personal favorite. I guess if I were to choose one, I would choose this next song. Because I feel that in the music and the message of the song, the Lord has enabled me to convey how I best feel about serving Him. There was a time when people looked at me and said I had most everything any young man my age could want, and I guess in the eyes of this world I did, with the money and popularity that rock can bring. But no matter who you are or what you have, if Christ doesn't live within your life, you don't have anything. This song means a lot to me because it expresses how I feel. It says very simply, I've got the Lord. Louder, please, honey. Thank you. I'll hear about that later. I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord in my heart. Where once I had nothing but sin, you too can have what He's given to me. Just kneel and ask Him to come in. Just kneel and ask Him to come in. Wonderful peace, wonderful peace. I've got peace in my heart. This world with its riches and fame. I know. Maybe I still can hear you. Can you hear her out there? Lots of voice. That's this guy over here. He was tromping it a while ago. Hit me a chord once. Thank you. Let's take the whole thing from the top. What do you say? All right. The Lord, I've got the Lord, I've got the Lord in my heart. For once I had nothing but sin. You too can have what He's given to me. Just kneel and ask Him to come in. Just kneel and ask Him to come in. Wonderful peace, wonderful peace. I've got peace in my heart. And though you might offer a crown, and all of this world with its riches and fame, I know I would still turn you down. Turn you down. This wealth that I have can never be measured. You can't measure peace and the joy of the Lord. I've got the Lord.
You too can have what he's given to me. Just kneel and ask him to come in. Just kneel and ask him to come in. This wealth that I have can never be measured. You can't measure peace and the joy of the Lord. I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord in my heart. Well, nothing but sin. You too can have what he's given to me. Just kneel and ask him to come in. Just kneel and ask him to come in.
One of the albums we recorded at Nashville a couple years ago was an album entitled The Humorous Gospel Songs of Bob Larson. And on this album, there's a series of songs, very much different, I'm sure, than most of the gospel songs some of you have ever heard before. And I've got about a dozen of these little songs, and I'd like to sing one of them for you this evening. In fact, I'd like to sing you the first of this special little series. All started several years ago. I was praying one day and asking the Lord to inspire me with a song. But the only thing I seemed to get were four words that kind of popped into my mind, sitting in the pew. I said, Lord, you wouldn't want me to write a song called Sitting in the Pew, would you? Well, I better pray some more. Well, when you hear it, you ain't going to believe it, but this is probably one of the most requested songs I'm asked to sing. I don't know if people like it or they just feel sorry for me that I wrote it, but I discovered sometimes you can step on somebody's toes a lot harder if you can get them to laugh at themselves a little bit while you're doing it. And so that's kind of the theory behind these little songs. Now, I can tell right now, some of you very intellectual theological students are not going to like this song. And just don't look for the homiletics in the lyrics, please. This song, I don't know a lot about the theology of it, but sure did step on some toes. If you listen real close, I think there's a real sermon in this song. And it's entitled, Believe It or Not, Sitting in the Pew. Sitting in the pew, sitting in the pew. Every Sunday morning you're just sitting in the pew. Give your heart to Jesus, and when he is through, church will mean a whole lot more than sitting in the pew. You say that church is boring. You don't like the songs. You say you like your pastor, but his sermons are too long. Well, if you knew my Jesus, I'm sure it would be true. You'd enjoy your Sunday morning sitting in the pew. Sitting in the pew. Sitting in the pew. Every Sunday morning you're just sitting in the pew. Give your heart to Jesus, and when he is through, church will mean a whole lot more than sitting in the pew. They're always wanting money. You cry with much disdain, but you don't ever give much, so why should you complain? I think I know the problem. It's not the church, it's you and all the other people who just sit there in the pew. Sit in the pew, smile, sit in the pew. Every Sunday morning you're just sitting in the pew. Give your heart to Jesus, and when he is through, church will mean a whole lot more than sitting in the pew. You say you need some rest. The night's been hard and long. And if you go to chapel, that you'll just sleep through every song. Modified version of the song. Well, the problem's in your heart. Here's what you need to do. Get down to the altars to do. Sit in the pew. Sit in the pew. Smile. sit in the pew. Every Sunday morning you're to sit in the pew. Give your heart to Jesus, and when he's through, you'll find that church will mean an awful lot more than just sitting in the pew. Just done especially for the theology department. I really should quit while I'm ahead and for time's sake and so on, but I'm going to sing another one of those little songs. And this one was written shortly after that one was written. And, if you thought the last one was bad, this one is a lot worse. I want to dedicate this one to the faculty because I don't suppose you students would be involved in this type of thing. I know you, certain members of the faculty. I know when you get to class in the morning and you look at them and, you ever notice how some faculty members are just raring to go and they're just smiling, and not because of the joy of the Lord, it's because they had a dozen cups of coffee to get started. And there's just certain faculty members you notice that when they go home at nights, they must sleep with a very great sense of relaxation. Not because of the peace of the Lord, but because they may have made a trip to the medicine cabinet to pop a few pills, sleeping pills or something. If we have any tranquilized or sedative Christians in the audience, I'd like to respectfully dedicate this song to you. And it's entitled, The Little Green Pill Song. You take pills to go to sleep and coffee next morn. You grumble, complain, and look so forlorn. You talk about peace and the joy Jesus gives. Well, don't be a hypocrite, just look how you live. Well, you're worn out and pale and your blood pressure's high. You say life's so tedious, you wish you could die. When you're at church, you never once groan. I'm glad folks can't see what you're like when you're home. You take pills to go to sleep, coffee next morning. You grumble, complain, and look so forlorn. You talk about peace and the joy Jesus gives. Well, don't be a hypocrite, just look how you live. Well, there's bills every month, and there's payments to make. When it's late at night, you just lie there awake. You always want something that's out of your reach. When you'd be more content if you lived what you preach. You say, trust the Lord and he'll cure every ill. And then you reach in your pocket for that little green pill. You take three at breakfast and one every hour. Then you tell all your neighbors of Christ's healing power. You take pills to go to sleep and coffee next morn. You grumble, complain, and look so forlorn. You talk about peace and the joy Jesus gives. Well, don't be a hypocrite, just look how you live. You say you're a Christian, you can't indulge in cussing, drinking, you label these sin. But you lose your temper, you rant and you rave. You thank God for saving you, but you don't sound saved. You take pills to go to sleep, coffee next morning. You grumble, complain, and look so forlorn. You talk about peace and the joy Jesus gives. Don't be a hypocrite, just look how you live. Just before the message this evening, I'd like to share with you a song that I did this morning in chapel. I've had a couple of requests to do this one again. And for the benefit of those of you who haven't heard it, as I said this morning, I guess out of all the songs that I've written since my conversion to Christ, This has probably been one of the most widely received. Romans 1:20 says, "The invisible things of him for the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. We look about us every day and we can see God having manifested himself through creation." And the song is entitled Creation's Song. The thunder in the storm, the raging of the waves, this is creation's song. The falling of the rain, the tune of every bird, a melody more beautiful these ears have never heard. All nature round me sings of Christ, my Lord and King. It rings within my soul the whole day long. Though heaven will be bliss, I'll have joy here on earth. I'll sing with all the world creation's song. The hush of evening when the day is done, the singing of the birds that greets the morning sun, the shouts of glee from children, their laughter when they play. All the world around me seems to sing of God each day. God is love, it seems. He gave his Son for all to guide our steps aright when we've gone wrong. The fool says there's no God, but I know there is one, because my heart has heard creation's song. At the conclusion of the service this evening, for any of you who might be interested, as you probably noticed, we have some of our records and books available. This was our first album entitled One Step from God that has the song Creation Song on it that I sang a moment ago, a side of instrumental guitar music with an orchestra background. This is the album titled I've Got the Lord with I've Got the Lord and Sitting in the Pew on it and a side of instrumental guitar music as well. This is the album about the humorous gospel songs and the Little Green Pill song and some others you wouldn't believe are on there. And then, of course, we have the books. This book, entitled Rock and Roll, the Devil's Diversion, which is nearly 200 pages long, an academic, social, and spiritual analysis of rock. And if you want to keep your own personal, petty opinions about rock, don't read the book. If you're looking for the emotional condemnations of a fanatic, then this book just might surprise you, because it substantiates various psychosociological studies of secular institutions that substantiate the premises I have for attacking rock music. And if you want a comprehensive study of that very issue, this is the book. This book is entitled Hippies, Hindus, and Rock and Roll. It deals with the subject of Oriental religions, their entrance and influence in America through the medium of rock. This is a book entitled Cursed Shalt Thou Be in the Cities, dealing with some of the urban and social ills in America within a biblical perspective. The third book on rock music is this book entitled Rock and the Church,
I'll be dealing with this subject tomorrow morning in chapel hour. It contains a 10-point indictment of the Jesus rock and Christian rock phenomenon, to which I am unalterably opposed, and more about that tomorrow morning. If you'd like all three books dealing with the subject of rock music, they're available in a package price for $5. We have a couple of little booklets, one called What's Wrong with Rock and Roll, another one called Superstar, Son of God, which will be the topic for tomorrow evening. And then also we have this album, Bob Larson Speaks Out on Rock Music. It's a live recording of one of the high school assembly moral patriotic secular presentations that I deliver in the public schools of America. In fact, we've been traveling on the basis of about 500 high schools and colleges every year. This book, this particular album, is normally $5, as is the others. If you'd like this album along with the three books in rock in the package, this is available for just $3. This is also available on cassette tape. I don't have any with me tonight, Bill. We have some air mailed in. We'll have them tomorrow night. But it's also available on cassette tape, and the cassette has the spiritual analysis of rock. We also have available a sermon cassette series, and we don't have all of those with us. We have just a few of this particular message, Sex Pot in America's Rock Culture, which is a comprehensive biblical study of the entire spectrum of the total rock cultural scene. We have available another cassette series that has on it the sermons on the Age of Aquarius, dealing with astrology and rock, and Jesus Christ Superstar. So these will be available after the service. My wife will be at the table there for any of you who are interested. And we also have with us something that will probably interest some of you college students. We have available a deferred payment system. All it amounts to is just a couple of cards, and each card has a number on it. And when we're in for a very short time of a day or two like this, sometimes people don't have a check blank or cash with them, and they'd like some of the books or records. And if you would be interested in any of the books or records, if you'll just see my wife, you just fill out one of these cards. Both cards have a number, so you got a card with a number, and we got a card with a number, and our card has your number, so we got your number. And we'll see that you pay. But if you're interested, you'd like any of the books or records, and you say a little short of cash, which you probably aren't as college students, but if perhaps you might be, by some remote coincidence, and you'd like to have some of the books and like to take care of payment with them at a later date, we'll be happy to accommodate you in this. Just see my wife about it at the table, and everybody who does this, of course, we'll have Brother Rozelle standing there, and he'll tell us whether or not you're honest. And no, not really. If I can't trust you, I don't know who we could. So if you'll just see us afterwards, we'll be happy to take care of you in this regard. Tomorrow evening, I'm going to be dealing with the subject of Jesus Christ Superstar and Jesus Rock Music and some of the things that have been taking place in the last couple of years. I can assure you, it'll be the most unusual message you'll hear on the subject of Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm going to make some very strong statements about this rock opera tomorrow evening, what I believe it signifies regarding the rise of the Antichrist. I hope you'll be here tomorrow night for the service. I had a couple of people mention this morning how rapidly I talked. I preached a 45-minute message in 20 minutes this morning, and that's what it was all about. I'll try to talk a little slower this evening. Would you all stand with me, please? Couple of slight adjustments here. I gotta see if everything's working okay. Everybody can hear me real well, can't you? Right. In Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse, we find these words. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. May I make just a couple of comments regarding what I'm going to be doing this evening? There may be some of you who will disagree with or disapprove of some of the things you see or hear during the initial portions of this message. May I ask you to reserve any opinions or final judgments until I'm done, until I've been completed. If you judge me by what you hear before I'm finished, it will be quite erroneous out of context. Now, for some of you a little over 30, may be a little noisy later on, but wait till I'm finished. I'd like to ask this, that there be no movement at all during the sanctuary while I'm speaking unless there's a health emergency or unless by means of a previous commitment you just absolutely have to leave.
so we shall understand. But other than this, I'd like to ask that there be no movement here in the sanctuary this evening. I'd like you to bow your heads with me, please. Dear Jesus, it is a privilege to have the opportunity to address this strategic body of young people who will go forth from this institution to influence, in turn, thousands of other lives. I pray, Lord, for the wisdom of thy Spirit to give them direction regarding the critical issues of this hour. For those who may be here tonight living a life not surrendered to you, may this be the moment of spiritual encounter. In the name of Christ, I pray and ask all of this. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. A few moments ago, I sang a song entitled, I've Got the Lord. That certainly isn't the style of song or the message some of you would have heard me singing a few years ago. In fact, if you had seen me, you probably would have considered me one of the least likely...